Behind the shield, a faint light flashes on and off from the bedroom window of a suburban house.
Lumos Maxima.
The light is flashing from beneath a bedsheet.
Lumos Maxima.
Harry Potter suddenly emerges from under the sheet and pretends to be asleep. Uncle Vernon, wearing a dressing gown, puts on the light and glares around the room. He switches off the light and goes out. Harry pulls the sheet back over his head.
Lumos Maxima.
He waves a wand over a spellbook.
Lumos Maxima.
The wand glows brightly.
Lumos Maxima.
It glows even more brightly. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. The light flashes again under the sheet. Uncle Vernon looks in again, but Harry pretends to be asleep. Harry snuggles down in bed. Daylight.
Harry! 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 Open the door.
Aunt Marge thrusts a wet umbrella at Harry as she bustles into the sitting room with her bulldog Ripper.
Uncle Vernon, I need you to sign this form.
What is it?
Nothing. School stuff.
Later, perhaps, if you behave.
I will if she does.
Oh, you're still here, are you?
Yes.
Don't say yes in that ungrateful way. How good of my brother to keep you. He'd have been straight into an orphanage if he'd been dumped on my doorstep, Vernon. Is that my daughter's? Is that my little nephew?
She greets her nephew, Dudley.
Take Marge's suitcase upstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Harry clears the table.
Finish that off for Mum.
Ripper licks a plate.
Can I tempt you, Marge?
Just a small one. Excellent nosh, Petunia. Yeah, a bit more. Usually just a fry up for me, what with 12 dogs. A bit more. That's a boy. You want to try a little drop of brandy? A little drop of brandy wouldn't be wonderful.
She gives Ripper brandy, then glares at Harry.
What are you smirking at? Where is it you send the boy, Vernon?
St. Brutus's. It's a fine institution for hopeless cases.
They use a cane at St. Brutus's, boy?
Uncle Vernon gives Harry a warning look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been beaten loads of times.
Excellent. I won't have this namby-pamby, wishy-washy nonsense about not beating people who deserve it. But you mustn't blame yourself about how this one turned out, Vernon. It's all to do with blood. Bad blood will out. What is it the boy's father did, Petunia?
Nothing. He didn't work. He was unemployed.
And a drunk, too, no doubt.
That's a lie.
What did you say?
My dad wasn't a drunk.
Her glass shatters.
Don't worry. Don't fuss, Petunia. I have a very firm grip.
I think it's time you went to bed.
Quiet, Vernon. You, clean it up.
She clicks her fingers at Harry.
Actually, it's nothing to do with the father. It's all to do with the mother. You see it all the time with dogs. If there's something wrong with the bitch, then there's something wrong with the pup.
Shut up! Shut up!
Harry shakes with rage. Lights start to flash and plates rattle.
Right. Let me tell you.
As Aunt Marge wags her finger at Harry, the tip begins to swell. Her cheeks bulge. Her bottom swells to fill the chair. Ladders appear in her stockings as her legs grow to twice their normal size. The seams on her tweed jacket burst apart. Her neck inflates, and the top button of her blouse pings across the room and hits the clock. Vernon and Petunia watch with horror. Dudley goes on eating.
Vernon! Vernon, do something!
Ripper bites Vernon's leg.
Ripper!
Aunt Marge rises into the air. The beads of her necklace scatter. She bursts out of the chair. A flying button hits Dudley. A second button knocks him sideways. Marge grabs the tablecloth. She floats even higher and hits the ceiling. Aunt Marge turns upside down, showing her bloomers, and floats into the conservatory. She bumps against the glass roof. She sails out into the garden. Vernon struggles after her with Ripper clinging to his leg. He grasps her hands.
I've got you, Marge! I've got you!
Ripper is still attached. All three are lifted off the ground.
Hold on, hold on!
Don't you dare!
Sorry!
Vernon lets go and falls under the grass.
Vernon! Oh, God!
Aunt Marge floats away like a huge balloon. Helplessly, Vernon and Petunia gaze after her. Dudley is still eating and watching television. Harry quickly runs upstairs. Angrily kicking the cupboard, he sits on his bed. He looks at the photograph on the bedside table of his parents dancing happily together. He drags his trunk down the stairs and points his wand at Vernon.
You bring her back! You bring her back now and you put her right!
No, she deserved what she got.
Ah,
keep away from me.
You're not allowed to do magic outside school.
Yeah? Try me.
They won't let you back now. You've nowhere to go.
I don't care. Anywhere's better than here.
Harry leaves the house, dragging his trunk on a small set of wheels. In the distance, Aunt Marge is a faint speck in the darkening sky. Harry walks quickly, breathing hard, as he pulls the heavy trunk along the deserted streets. The street lights are reflected in the puddles on the damp pavements. At last he slows down and looks around him. Ahead is a small patch of worn grass and a children's playground. He is alone. He sits wearily on the edge of the pavement, hunching his shoulders against the cold and damp. He looks up as the streetlight above his head flickers and goes out. In the playground, the empty swings start to move. The roundabout turns and a seesaw clumps down onto the grass. In front of him, a huge black dog looms out of the bushes. Harry slowly rises to his feet. Harry pulls out his wand and stumbles backwards onto the pavement. A bright light approaches. A purple triple-decker bus draws up. The conductor reads from a tatty piece of card.
Welcome to the night bus. Emergency transport for a stranded witch or wizard. My name is Stan Shunbright, and I will be your conductor for this evening.
Putting the card in his pocket, he looks down at Harry.
What are you doing down there?
I fell over.
What you fell over for?
I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, come on then. Let's not wait for the grass to grow.
Harry stares nervously at the bushes.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Well, come on then, in. No, I'll get this, you get in.
Stan picks up the trunk and Harry steps inside the bus. On the lower deck is a row of beds, one of which is occupied. Above his head, Harry sees galleries and a chandelier hanging from the roof.
Come on, move on.
Stan Shunpike turns the handle of his machine and gives Harry a bus ticket. Stan knocks on the driver's window.
Take her away, Ern.
Yeah, take it away, Ernie. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
The Rastafarian shrunken head hanging above the driver laughs. Ernie starts the bus. Harry falls backwards onto a bed.